I said that there are some really, really exciting things going down this morning. I'm broadcasting live from FNB here at Sandton in Johannesburg. And I am chatting to one of the first guests that I've got on the show this morning. So excited to introduce you to Jacques Salier, who is the FNB CEO. Jacques, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Stephanie. Very excited to be here.
Yay, so am I. Awesome. Hello, good morning. Hi, how are you? It's a little bit of a cold and rainy day, but I think the news that y'all have got for us this morning, it's definitely going to make up for the weather. So do you want to start off by telling me why am I here today? Why are we all here today?
Awesome. Yeah, you're right. It's a little bit chilly morning, but it'll keep our discussions fresh. You know?
Yes.
So we, as you know, launch lots of stuff in a year. I mean, mostly it's financial services, right? People always get together, like, what are we launching? Payments and credit. So today is a fun day because it's a different storyline. It's more about lifestyle stuff.
Ooh.
And
now you've got me.
customers know that it's not new to us. I mean, we launched our sort of lifestyle e-bucks, value propositions and connect and devices. Over the years, we've matured those a lot. And, and clearly what's cool is that as we get better and better at the stuff, they get more and more relevant. They get more and more meaty. And today is a big step up as we reposition this lifestyle offerings. And it's cool to be here today. We've got a whole bunch of guests here. And we're going to be announcing some of the special stuff. We'll be back on the radio again with some detail.
I'm so excited. Today is definitely a good day to be an FNB customer and also somebody who's possibly out there shopping around to potentially change banks to see what the offering is out there. It is a lot more competitive and FNB is definitely making big changes to become even more competitive. So FNB is innovating beyond banking. Can you unpack a little bit about what this will mean for customers? Somebody like me, just a normal average person. I know you were saying you offer a lot of financial products and you hear these news and all these things being announced and launched. But for someone like me, I'm just a young person with an FNB account and I have my e-bucks. So how is this going to impact my day to day and my lifestyle?
Yeah. So Stephanie, what we've done over the years is we find categories that are relevant. So let's say, for example, your category is travel.
Yes.
So we say it's relevant and across all income brackets, you know, so domestic travel, international or road travel or, you know, air flight. So what we try to do is we build deep value propositions and really integrate in our platforms. Now, what's cool about FNB at the moment is we have got so many eyeballs that we get to our interfaces, our platforms, our digital, online and app, lots of people log in. And because we've got so many interactions with our clients, we can actually contextually offer so many cool solutions. And and in these categories, like let's say it's travel, or let's say it's education, or let's say it's it's just shopping. What we try to do is we add, like, why are we different in each of the categories? So in the end, if you think about it, the current account's a current account, right? The remote mortgage is a mortgage.
Yeah, of course.
But the difference is in all of our experience we can help people with. So that lifestyle game.
Yes.
That banking is such a part of your enablement. I mean, if you go to the shopping mall today,
of course.
I mean, we're there for the payment part, right?
Yes, yes.
But we can also be there for the shopping part.
Yes.
For the experiences, and we make it different. We help you with specials and deals and help you stretch your buck. I mean, you know, we've since inception, as you know, 16 billion rands with the e-bucks allocated to the rate. And that goes straight into people's, you know, like sort of budgets.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
90% of our e-bucks we allocate every year every month gets spent in the first 30 days. So it's it's a real meaningful
change.
Difference. It's not just about, like, do you have a button on the app? It's that deeper experiences. And so we're launching a whole bunch of that and updated stuff today.
That is so incredibly exciting. And I love that you say it's like those bonus things, because we know banking is banking, right? A card, a check account is a check account, but it's those extra added little touches that make you realize that you've chosen the right bank for you, for your lifestyle especially. So you've touched on it a little bit, but I do want you to delve into it a little bit deeper. What sets FNB apart from what the competitors in the banking space are doing, specifically when it comes to these lifestyle solutions? Why do you feel like FNB is offering something maybe a little bit better, or a little bit more exciting?
Yeah. So you're right. There's three or four levels of differentiation. The first is the experience.
Yeah.
So let's say we have a very cool value prop, but it's quite complex to get it.
Okay.
You know, that's not nice. You know?
So we
try and simplify our experience so that someone else might have a similar thing, but it's just more complicated to get. So that's simplicity on our platform is cool. You don't have to log into another platform, register again.
Register this and then do that and upload another document, and it's a whole thing.
It's simple.
It's nice.
In travel, for example, your family is on our systems already because we bank your family. So when you click a button for a flight, we can just upload your...
Everyone everyone's there. All the details
all
are there.
All the details are there.
Amazing.
Tap it all in and fill it all in again. You know, simple stuff about simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is the generosity. So everyone could have like a deal, but ours must just be so much more.
Better.
That's it. So there's
more value.
And when what's nice about our banking value proposition, mm-hmm. we obviously understand customers' value over a lifetime.
Yeah.
And because we understand your lifetime value, we are able to add generosity to your offer. So in the market, you might get X percent off, but we could actually double it or triple it because mm-hmm. we understand your value as a banking customer to us.
Yeah.
You know, so we can add to generosity. And then the third one, which is awesome, is that we can integrate these experiences, you know, so that you really feel that we've got a holistic value prop. It doesn't come to you at piecemeal this and then that. And so today you'll see a package that, because we all have a complicated life, right? Do you have a point, you know, who do you go to for this and who do you go to for that? And there's all these different experiences. And so we try and integrate that and make it part of your lifestyle. So it's a little bit like your playlist, like you would have on Spotify.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it says when you wake up in the morning, do we get you? Do we play you your playlist for the mood you're in?
Are we listening to the music that we want to be listening
to? Or did I get you wrong and I'm playing you my kids' music? You know, that's what it is. So finance services are like that. People have got their own lives, and we can bring these things to them because our platform is so powerful.
Of course.
We've got all the data. We've got all the logins. We know where you live, what your hobbies are, what you spend your money on.
And what you desire, what you need, what you wake up in the morning and you want. What I also love personally about F&B is that there are so many sort of value-added extras, especially when you're young, but it's, I think what you said was very, very important, that you understand the value of having someone as a client for a very long time.
Absolutely.
So you want to go with them throughout their life journey. So you've got something for younger people, then you will move with them into their next stage, into a next career as they get older, and keep on offering and keep on growing with your clients, which I love. I love that about F&B. So I'm really, really excited to see what lifestyle collaborations you're also coming out with today.
Yeah.
And we'll be chatting to some more people a little bit later on. I think I've got the F&B eBuck CEO, Johan Moorman, also coming to chat to me a little bit later on. So very excited to see what he says. Thank you so much, Jacques. Thank you so much, Jacques Salier, the F&B CEO, for chatting to us this morning. And I am very excited to see, as the things get announced, I will be able to announce it here as well for our listeners. Keep listening. We're here all morning, all the way through until midday, broadcasting live from F&B in Sandton in Johannesburg. This is 5 Mid Mornings. Good morning. Introduce-